This is the Super Cool Stuff Show for July 21st, 2008. Welcome to the Super Cool Stuff Show for this. I am your host, Terry Bartley. I'd like to apologize, first of all, for not doing a podcast last week. I'm sure many of you out there were wondering where I was because I have such dedicated fans. But to let you know, I've been a little bit busy lately. I've been working two jobs. I work at the local Dairy Queen and the local Save-A-Lot, like a grocery store here, and I've been adjusting to that. So last week was kind of when I was getting started. I just couldn't deal anymore, and now I'm picking this back up. I've not forgotten you. I'm back. I'm here to stay. Also, this past Thursday, I went to Warped Tour, interviewed a ton of bands, and I'll get to more of that early next month, but just to let you know, I filmed some stuff there for you that is going to be great. So just stay tuned for that. You're going to love it. And most importantly, where I've been getting re-immersed back into reality television. TV. Alright, I pretty much watch a total of one reality show. And I've been addicted to it for a long, long time now. And it recently premiered. It's Big Brother. Big Brother is probably my favorite reality show ever, and like I said, it's probably the only one that I really watch. For those of you who may not know what the American version of Big Brother is, well, first off, Big Brother is something that is, it's all over the world. There's different versions of it all over the world. It started in the UK, similar to American Idol and shows like that. And similar to American Idol, Big Brother in the UK was fan-voted. People lived in a house, and the fans voted for who they wanted to stay, who they wanted to go, that kind of stuff. And in the American version, it was very similar to that originally. But for some reason, it just didn't take off. Americans did not like having to work to make the reality show good. So Big Brother had to revamp itself. The second season took a more Survivor-esque turn, where there's a number of people that live in a house together, strangers, typically, and they do challenges each week to become the head of household. Head of household nominates two people to be evicted, and then the house votes on which of those two people should go. So it's a cool concept, and it's really not that different from pretty much any other reality show out there, except for one thing, and that's what I think is so cool about Big Brother, is that they tell their house guests, that's what they call the cast members, to expect the unexpected. And that's pretty much the only rule there is to go by. You never know what's coming, so expect the unexpected. And I think that's a cool premise, because you never know what's going to be coming. And it really has been some really off-wall stuff before. Like in the third season, they introduced the veto, where somebody can veto a nomination, and it's been in the season since. In the fourth season, everybody was met with their exes, so they had to live in a house with their exes from their life. The fifth season, there was a long-lost half-brother, half-sister in the house. That was kind of crazy. And then there were twins who were playing as one person. In the sixth season, everybody had a secret partner, which quickly became a not-so-secret partner. And season seven was All-Stars, where people, where we just put a lot of people together from past seasons. Season 8, there was an America's player who was playing for what America told him to do. And there were also enemies in the house. Season 9, the most recent season, they paired everybody together into couples. So the based on compatibility tests. So I think those are pretty cool. Then this season, the coolest thing about it, that it is complete strangers for the first time since season 3. Big Brother's trying to revamp its image, do something different, or go back to the basics, and that's what they're doing. There is complete strangers all throughout the Big Brother house this season, and when people are evicted, there's a live audience, just like in season 1, and I think it's cool. And this season is already shaping up to be a pretty good season. There's people in the house in the very first week that are playing like crazy. Like, the first person evicted wasn't just some person like it usually is. It was somebody who was a legitimate threat to everybody else in the house, and the house knew that they were a threat to them. That never happens in the first week. So with that said, I'd like to go ahead and talk about who I'm going to pick to win this season. I personally liked two people. I like Libra a lot. She reminds me of my favorite Big Brother person, Danielle. She seems very smart and very reserved, but at the same time, she knows when to stand up for what she believes in. I think that's totally cool, and I think that she could win the game. Then I also like Steven a lot. What I like about Steven is he's probably the first person in reality TV that I've seen that is openly gay, but not overtly gay. And by that I mean, if you looked at him, you wouldn't know he was gay, and that's typically what reality TV people are. So, I think that's kind of cool, and I like him a lot. He seems smart, he seems strong, all that stuff too. So those are my two picks to win. We'll see where we go. Right now, Steven's on the block, so he may be voted off next week. But we'll see what happens. Those are my picks. Music. Alright, for music this week, I'm going to talk about an internet musical called Dr. Horrible. I know that it's not really music, but I wasn't really sure exactly where to put it at. Dr. Horrible is an internet musical TV show-like thing. It's called Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog. It was written by Joss Whedon with songs by his brother, Jed Whedon. It stars Neil Patrick Harris, who we all know as Doogie Howser and Barney from How I Met Your Mother. Neil Patrick Harris and Harold and Kumar, who I love. Nathan Fillion from Serenity and Firefly, and he's also the newest husband on Desperate Housewives. And Felicia Day, who you probably don't know, but if you're a Buffy fan, she was one of the Slayer potentials in the last season, so you may remember her if you're a Buffy fan. The music in Dr. Horrible is pretty great. It's very reminiscent of Buffy's Once More with Feeling, their musical episode. I just like the lyric arrangement. And the songs are insanely catchy. You'll have them stuck in your head long after you've watched it. I know I can't stop singing them. But I love that about it. I love it when musicals have super catchy songs. And the plot is pretty good too. It's an interesting story about a supervillain that does something very similar to what I do, because Sing Along Blog, he has a video podcast. He talks about what he's working on as a supervillain. And then outside of that, he's kind of like chasing after his dreams and trying to figure out who he is as a supervillain. And I think that's cool because there's not enough stories like that. I mean, we all want to know what supervillains do to chase their dreams and how they accomplish their dreams of taking over the world, because we never really see that. And I think it's great that they did it in a musical, because that's probably how supervillains would really operate in a musical format. Like I said, it's a really great story, but unfortunately, due to when I post my podcast, which is on Mondays, if you haven't checked out Dr. Horrible already, then you've already missed the free showing of it. However, you can watch it on iTunes for $1.99 per episode. There's three episodes, so it's about $6 overall. That's not bad, because like I said, it's amazing and it's totally worth the $6. And there's always torrents that you can download it on, probably any peer-to-peer thing. Not that I condone illegally downloading content, especially whenever it goes to somebody as cool as Joss Whedon. So I don't recommend downloading it, but if you're so poor you can't afford it any other way, do it, and you'll see it, and you won't regret watching it. Recommendations. The recommendation for this week is a band called This Is Energy. They're a really cool kind of Savage Garden-y, Dashboard Confessional kind of band. I like them a lot. They have a lot of history that you wouldn't think they'd have. Like, they were in a band a few years back that was on a Warped Tour and was kind of successful. This crazy stuff. But I'm not going to get too into them. I am going to tell you, they're worth checking out. Their music is great. It's myspace.com/thisisenergy. I like them a lot. They're really cool guys. And because they're such cool guys, you should be sure to turn into my podcast next week, because I'll be interviewing them. That'll pretty much be all of my podcast. The intro, the interview, and then an outro. But there's a good reason why. I'm going to Florida next week. I'm taking my camera with me. I'm going to have some amazing footage for you. You're going to have a cool little travel episode. I guarantee you it'll be worth watching. So, I mean, that's not a bad week. You get an interview with a cool band, who I like a lot, and I think they're worth listening to because they have a great story and they're an awesome band. And because of that, you also are going to get a great video podcast a few weeks down the road about me traveling to Florida. So, with that said, that's the podcast this week. I'd like to thank all you guys for listening to me and listening and continuing to listen to me. And if you want to continue listening to me and you haven't yet, subscribe to my podcast. It's on the website scss.podomatic.com. There's a link to subscribe with iTunes, and you have, if you want to click on the RSS feed, whatever you want to subscribe with, do it. And you listen to me every week. And also, if you have any extra cash, feel free to donate to the podcast. There's a donate link on the site. And any money I get will be going to things like the cool trip I'm doing to Florida, maybe me buying Dr. Horrible, things to contribute to the podcast, and nothing else. So, if you want to donate, I totally appreciate it, and it would make this product better overall. So, thanks you guys for listening, and I'll be back next week with an interview with Business Energy. Tune in.